Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Have you ever heard of a term called the Enneagram?
Is that like a telegram in your ear?
I thought it was, but yes. Patrick, one of our producers on Mind Food Radio, has just come back from an intensive training course in San Francisco where you flowers in the hair.
Well, he's actually attended the International Enneagram Association, which sounds absolutely extraordinary. And he has, I have to say, come back a changed man. Hi, Pat, are you on the...
Hi, Michael. Hi, Ben.
Hi, welcome to the show. Now, before we start, can you just tell, because I actually don't know, what is an Enneagram?
Well, I suppose the Enneagram is a system for understanding why people do the things that they do. And amazingly, it provides for us a surprisingly revealing map of the way that different people see the world.
And it's broken down, isn't it, into sort of different, sort of nine different types. So there's the peacemaker, the helper, the achiever.
Ennea is Greek for nine, and gram is 9 points. So we're looking at nine different territories. And I suppose the Enneagram helps us to look at those patterns of behaviour that we get brought into, I suppose. If you look at different people, you might think, why do some people respond really assertively to different situations while others spend a whole lifetime trying to find their voice? And then you look at some other people and they're so decisive. They say, yep, I want that. But other people will say, oh, look, you know, can you show me all the possibilities? What colours? I want to have all the options before I can possibly make a decision.
Yeah.
The Enneagram, I suppose, helps us to identify habits that we may have picked up during our childhood.
Yeah.
Some people always have to find that they fill the day with something. And it is nature-nurture, and it just helps us to be able to identify some of those different patterns in our lives.
So what did you learn about yourself on the course?
Michael asked me this a while back, and I think it enabled me to be more compassionate to others and to myself, I think, because we are all just this system of pattern of behaviours all the time. And if we can just stand back and take time to look at those patterns, we can systematically, I suppose, deconstruct them so we can actually be free to make choices that we really want to make.
So is it more about, I guess, self-knowledge and transformation in terms of sort of understanding perhaps why you do things a certain way or think a certain way?
Absolutely.
And having that realization?
Absolutely. And I think that's where true freedom comes from.
Mm.
That we're free to behave in whichever way we choose. Mm. Yeah.
So is it really sort of getting in touch, I guess, in lots of ways with the real you or the personality of you and almost your spiritual side or the potential of that spiritual
Absolutely.
Side?
Absolutely. I think Enneagram, a lot of people get frightened from that word spiritual.
Mm.
If we look at what spiritual actually means, that word, I suppose, means to breathe life into. Rather than some airy fairy, oh, spiritual, it's religious. No, mm. No. It's to breathe life into. And I think the Enneagram enables us, through that stepping back and to be able to observe our true self, to breathe life into those parts which we've held back because we're so tied up in these habits of behaviour.
Mm. Patrick, thanks for coming on the show today. It's absolutely interesting and another kind of different take on life and a different sort of course that I'm sure people will be interested in learning more about.
Yeah, mind food, smart thinking, isn't it?
Exactly. So for more details on Enneagram and indeed Patrick's trip to the Institute in America, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.